Happy New Year, Elaboration Nation.
Yes, Happy New Year, everyone. Today is the final day of our week of relaborations, and it's fitting because it's the last day of the year. JB and I have had a blast revisiting these elaborations all week long, and our sincere hope is that wisdom contained within them will help you grow as you head into a new year. So, JB, what's our final relaboration?
Oh, man, Miles. It's almost sad, Miles. This is our final fucking relaboration. Oh, yeah. It hurts bad.
I know it does.
It hurts me to the core, Miles.
You love the people.
Yeah, I love the people. And I'm a giver, Miles. I continue to give. My motives, Miles, and our drive to make people happy and to fix their shit, Miles. Sometimes we got to go the hard road, Miles. A road full of fucking bumps and potholes and shit like that. And
the road less traveled.
Road less traveled. Hitchhikers and stupid shit like that. Okay, Miles? And
wait, did you say we run over hitchhikers?
No.
I'm sorry, I distracted myself.
Not run over them. Yeah, no. Just like the road is filled with different things.
But we're not picking up hitchhikers.
No, Miles. I'm just saying, sometimes that road is a challenge sometimes. Sometimes you have a quarter tank of gas, Miles, and you ride past a sign that clearly says last gas for the next 50 miles, Miles. You drove by the bitch. You saw what shit said.
Wait, it was personalized for me. It said no gas for the next 50 miles, Miles.
Yes,
It was just for me.
Just for you, Miles. You are traveling that road, Miles.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious.
What's today's episode, JB?
Oh, today's episode is one of my favorite, Miles. Piss Sheets.
Piss Sheets. So now this is an episode that was selected by the staff over at Team Coco, one of their favorites. And it is fitting that on our final week of relaborating, they pick one of the episodes from our first week.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, Miles?
That's an early episode.
Very early episode, Miles. Oh, man. I remember this episode,
Do you remember what this one was based on?
I think what Piss Sheets talked about was...
Remember? It was the TV movie with Michael Landon.
Piss Sheets talked
about.
It was
made by Michael Landon.
Yes, James at 15, Miles. The little boy who ran home and became a fucking track star, Miles. Yes Miles. Yeah.
We've been told since that it was actually a TV movie called The Loneliest Runner. And then it was also, so we got it confused because the guy that was in it, Lance Kerwin, he starred in James at 16. We said the thing was called James at 15. It was actually called The Loneliest Runner. So our title had nothing to do with anything.
I know, Miles, but this fucked up is that they fucked up, Miles. It makes more sense that this little kid is still in school, 15 years old, is running the fuck home, Miles, and became a track star because his mama kept putting the pissy sheets outside the goddamn window. Not the loneliest goddamn runner. Anybody could fucking run with his ass. Lonely means you don't know nobody. You don't have a friend in the fucking world, Miles. This dude had friends. He just didn't want them to see his pissy ass sheets. So they fucked up, Miles.
Maybe. But I think there's something in, hey, James, even though he's not James in this, I don't know what his name, but hey, James at 15 and James at 16 in your next movie, what are you getting ready to do now? And he can't tell them I'm getting ready to run home and grab my pissy sheet. So it's a lonely run for him because he can't, no one can join him. It's not like he can't say I'm going to run home to get my pissy sheets. And then his friend goes, oh, me too. And then they're both running home to get their pissy sheets.
But Miles, he became the most amazing track star, Miles, and had plenty of people, accolades, and people rooting for him and loving this fucking dude. He's not lonely, Miles. He became a superstar on the track field, Miles.
Man.
I don't know. I beg to differ, Miles.
Your beg sustained. Hey, one of my favorite things to do with you is like talk about old movies and TV shows, man. And do you remember that episode, Bingo, where you talked about the reincarnation of Peter Proud?
That's a great movie. It's terrible what happened to Peter Proud, man. He came back, Miles. Someone came back through him. It had nothing to do with him. This dude was killed. He came back and exposed himself through Peter Proud. Now, Peter Proud got to die the same way the motherfucking first dude died.
Right.
The dude came back and took Peter Proud with him, Miles.
Yeah. Well, I didn't bring it up for you to tell me about it again.
Ah, Yeah. Ah, poor Peter Proud.
Yeah, man, I didn't realize Peter Proud was a trigger for you. Okay, everyone, please enjoy Piss Sheets while JB recovers from this breakdown. We hope that, by the way, the quote in it was, "My life is my practice." We hope that the act of practicing something out of necessity turns into something wonderful is a lesson that you'll take through the holidays. Please enjoy
Piss Sheets. Don't kill PP. PP is dead.
New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong, positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. This is how I see people. Everybody who's listening right now, this is how the fuck I see you. You are piece of crust. And you might be saying to yourself, what the fuck does piece of crust mean? And how does that define who the fuck I am? Think about this. Some people love piece of crust. They fuck it up. Sometimes they even eat their pizza backwards. They eat that motherfucker from the crust going inward towards the cheese and the fucking sauce or whatever toppings you may have. Maybe a pepperoni person, a sausage person, or a nasty motherfucker who eat anchovies and shit. You eat that bullshit. I don't know how the fuck you do it. But anyway, you are pizza crust. Some people love it, and some people can't stand that shit. You know how it irks me? Miles, this shit irks me. When I'm sitting there in a pizza restaurant enjoying my fucking slice, and I see a motherfucker eat his pizza and leave that fucking crust sitting there. Fucking sitting there. You know why? Because I love pizza crust. I fucking love it. I devour that shit. That's what people are broken down to. There are people who love pizza crust and people who don't eat the pizza crust. That's two kinds of people. And you gotta decide who you wanna be in life. Do you wanna be a motherfucker who doesn't waste shit, not be wasteful, and leave pizza crust sitting there on the table? Miles, it's like you go to Vegas and you roll the dice and you walk away from the shit and you don't know what the fuck you just rolled. You could have won or you could have lost, but you could have fucking won. Pizza crust is for winners. People who leave that shit unattended are losers. Don't be a fucking loser.
Well, I also think they're pretty carby, and maybe if you're watching your carbs, you want to... But you know what, JB? I think it's time for our daily dose of wisdom. I mean, beyond the wisdom you just spit at us there. I have a bunch of these page-a-day calendars, you know?
Okay.
And each one has a daily wisdom quote. So I'm just going to read a new quote. I'm going to do this every day, and then maybe you can help us break down the meaning of that quote for us.
Let me hear it.
And this one comes from the Zen page-a-day calendar. My life is my practice.
Woo.
My life is my practice. That's by Ram Dass.
That's cold as hell, man.
Ew, it was cold.
You know what? Let me think about that.
All right, let's take a break, and you'll warm up on this one and break it down.
I love it.
Today's quote comes from the Zen page-a-day calendar. My life is my practice.
Ooh.
That's by Ram Dass.
Big shout out to Ram. You know what I'm saying?
I hope he's listening.
Big shout out.
What does that mean to you, JB?
It's so poignant. People say that shit all the time. Poignant. Something you do in life for a reason that wind up preparing you for something else. You are fucking constantly in a state of practice and shit. Doing shit. Sometimes you do shit, Miles, and you don't have no idea that you're even fucking doing it.
Are you sleepwalking or something?
Oh, you'd be surprised how many motherfuckers learn shit sleepwalking. One time, I was sleepwalking, and I started playing chess and shit with myself, and I fucking beat myself.
So you weren't really walking, you were just sitting.
No, I was playing chess and sleep. I was sleep chessing. That's even a term.
I don't think it is.
Oh, here's the perfect analogy.
Okay.
It was a movie I grew up on, right? I said, love this fucking movie. When I was at the school special movies and shit. You ever see after school specials?
Oh, yeah.
I said, fucking love them.
Hey, come on right after school.
Exactly. I'd go home and watch the after school special. They had this one movie called James at 16. Let me tell you how my life is my practice. Sometimes your hand is forced to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
James at 16 was this movie about this kid. I don't know if you had a bladder problem, Miles, or grew up, you know, wet in the bed and shit like that.
Were you a bedwetter?
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, I mean, I stopped eventually.
Yeah. Some motherfuckers are diaper wetters, and then they move on. They don't wet shit no more. But some motherfuckers, it's like they're wearing a diaper for life. They can't stop fucking peeing. They can't stop it, Miles. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not even gonna fucking lie. I used to wet the bed. I didn't even have a bed. I used to wet the tub. My mom made my bed in the tub so I wouldn't ruin no more fucking mattresses and shit. You ruin a mattress.
It's good thinking.
Fuck yeah. Damn near innovative. My mom was innovative.
Mm-hmm.
So Genesis 16, his mom hated the fact that he kept fucking urinating in the bed every fucking night.
I'm assuming he was 16 at the time.
Fuck yeah, he was 16. So his mom hated that shit. She was a bad mama, a fucking bad mama. She caused him basically to piss on himself constantly. You can force the piss out of somebody by your actions, by how you treat them. You force their brain to continue to do shit that you don't want them to fucking do. He urinated in the bed every fucking night. His mom was fucking evil. She was a mean ass lady. So here's what she would do. She would take his sheets from last night and hang them out the window and let people of the neighborhood see his pissy ass goddamn sheets.
It's horrible.
He was walking home from school one day. The sheet is hanging out the window. And you couldn't even blame the shit on anything else. You couldn't say, oh, that's lemonade, you know, because lemonade and piss are close. And apple juice too.
Yeah.
You know how many times you can mistaken a urine sample for apple juice? Easily. Fucking easily.
I think it's almost a bigger problem if you're spilling lemonade in your bed every night. Like you pee, I get it. But who would just keep spilling beverages in their bed every night?
Maybe you don't have a little tray to put the shit on. Anyway, so his mom would hang his sheets out the window and let the sheets blow in the wind so everyone could see my son. She was trying to force him to not piss in the bed. So he saw this. So guess what he started doing? This little motherfucker started running home from school every day. So he would beat his classmates so they wouldn't walk past his home and see this fucking sheet blowing around like a goddamn flag and shit, like a piss flag.
A lot of baggage for that kid to carry. That's rough.
Yeah, it fucked with his head. So James started running home every day, fucking running home every fucking day, all school year, to beat his schoolmates from walking down past his home, running the house, running upstairs, running his room, snatch the shit out the window every fucking day. Even on weekends, it didn't fucking matter. He didn't want anyone to see those pissy ass sheets. And guess what, Miles?
What?
His life became his practice. This little motherfucker, James, at 16 years old, became a track star. This little motherfucker ran every day. He ran full fucking speed. The only thing that would have slowed that motherfucker down is if you threw a few hurdles. You know what I mean? Like, just threw a few hurdles on the sidewalk. Make that motherfucker jump. You know what I mean? That might have slowed him down a little bit. But this motherfucker would run. And this motherfucker became a fucking world-class track star because his mama would hang his sheets out the fucking window. See what I'm saying?
All right. So first, I just thought you were telling me about an old bad movie. But I feel like you brought this back. You brought it home. So what's the takeaway then?
Wherever you're trying to go, whatever you're trying to be, you've already been there.
Okay.
Wherever you're trying to go, you are at that place right fucking now. You know what the fuck you know because you had practice. Now, you can't go back and wonder what the fuck you learned back then. But what you can do is apply what the fuck you already learned to your fucking present. Holy shit, Miles. Now I'm thinking about all the shit I fucking learned. That is how you reel that shit in, Miles. You reel it the fuck in. That little motherfucker can run. You hear me?
Out of necessity.
Out of necessity. Out of fucking fear of people seeing him and embarrassing him, took over.
Right.
Became a hurdle for him. See how I reeled it in with the track shit?
Yeah.
Became a hurdle for him to jump over. If his mom wasn't doing that to him, guess what would have happened? He'd have still kept pissing. He would have kept pissing and pissing and pissing until the present day.
And he'd just be slow.
Now he's fucking 45 years old, walking around with motherfucking diapers on.
Well, some people have a condition where that happens, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
All right. I think you nailed it. I think what you're saying is he was practicing running.
Goddamn right.
And he didn't even know that he was practicing for what would eventually be his life.
Exactly.
A track star with a urinary tract infection.
Fuck right.
I think you did it. I think we're done.
That's it. Your life is your practice. Keep practicing.
And maybe don't wet the bed.
Yeah. Or don't have a mama who gonna hang your fucking sheet outside.
Yeah, you're right. I'm blaming the victim.
Here's what I would have done. I would have slept in a fucking sleeping bag. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Let her hang that shit out the window. People wouldn't assume you did anything in that motherfucker, see?
Yeah, it would have trapped in the natural juices.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us use their Zen calendar. I'm Miles and he's...
J.B. Smoove.
See you next time.
Well, oh shit, man. That's all. Brings us to our week of relaboration to a close. Thank you for joining us as we took a trip down memory lane, looking at the best elaborations of 2021. As we head into the new year, we hope these lessons will continue to help you become the best possible you.
JB, we can't go out with you feeling like this. It's been our goal to make others feel good. I feel horrible that I triggered you with Peter Proud. Are you good, man? You good? Peter Proud, everything, it was just a movie and everything turned out
shake
okay.
Shake that shit off.
Shake it off. Again, we'll be back in a few months with brand new episodes.
R.I.P.
But remember, this is not a goodbye.
R.I.P.
Stay subscribed to the feed because you'll still be getting new content every now and then. I mean, like this, if you can call this content. Especially what's going on now. I don't know that I would call that content. So from me and...
Peter Proud!
No, that was J.B. Smoove. Happy New Year to all of you at Elaboration Nation. Hey, J.B., you want to wish him something?
You guys enjoy your new year, and we can't wait to revisit you. We hope you guys had a great time relaborating with us because we give a fuck about you and want you to come back as amazing as we hope you shall be. Spread the word, y'all. We'll be back and continue to listen to these amazing episodes as we move forward, people, into bigger and better things and, most importantly, adventures that never end. We love you guys. Peace and love and all that good shit. Fuck faces.
This has been a Team Coco production.